This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flights resumed at Hong Kong's International Airport Wednesday after protesters forced the cancellation of all flights the past 2 days. The demonstrations that started 10 weeks ago over legislation allowing suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial grew into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam has suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. The World Health Organization is welcoming new treatments for Ebola as a positive step in tackling the epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, but says other factors, including community engagement, remain crucial in stopping the spread of this deadly disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Rigorous clinical trials of 4 treatments for Ebola showed that 2 of them vastly improved the chances of survival. The World Health Organization says the use of Regen-EB3 and MAB-114 provide an effective treatment for people infected with the deadly virus. But WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier cautions these new remedies alone will not stop Ebola.
What will stop Ebola? Under the leadership of the government in the DRC, is good surveillance, good infection prevention and control, good community engagement, and excellent vaccination. So, of course, the human factor is a very important factor here.
The latest figures reported by WHO put the number of Ebola cases at 2,831. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Experts say it's unlikely it can be completely eradicated, but WHO says to keep the virus in check. And the Trump administration announced a new policy that would impede immigrants already here in the U.S. from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid. This is VOA News. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling wildfires in Greece, with the largest burning out of control on an island nature reserve north of Athens, causing 4 villages and a monastery to be evacuated. Greece is calling in assistance from Croatia and Italy. A total of 56 forest fires broke out around the country during a 24-hour period spanning Monday night into Tuesday. So far, one firefighter was transported to the hospital with burn injuries. New analysis by the Brennan Center for Justice shows 12% of voters could cast ballots in next year's general election that are vulnerable to hacking. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
The study says about 16 million voters could cast ballots on paperless voting machines, leaving those ballots more vulnerable to hacking. The analysis also says about a third of all local election jurisdictions are using voting machines that are at least a decade old, despite recommendations they be replaced after 10 years. Still, the numbers are an improvement from 2016, when about 20% of voters cast ballots on paperless equipment. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Police in Australia seized 766 kilograms of MDMA, the synthetic drug known as ecstasy or Molly, estimated at $60 million. John Wacker, detective superintendent of with Queensland Police, said the suspects were likely planning to transform the drugs into millions of pills.
We believe the drug would have been diluted with other agents, and Queensland health analysts advised the seizure had the potential to make between 6 to 12 million capsules.
Police say the batch seized is the highest purity of the drug MDMA ever recorded in Queensland. 4 people have been arrested in connection with the case. U.S. Attorney General William Barr reassigned the warden and 2 guards placed on leave from the federal jail where financier Jeffrey Epstein apparently killed himself. Epstein is suspected of hanging himself with bedsheets in his cell where he was awaiting trial on the alleged sexual abuse of young girls, some as young as 14. The 66-year-old Epstein was facing trial on federal sex trafficking charges involving teenage girls. Federal prosecutors and the FBI say their investigation will continue even though Epstein is dead. The details and much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.